A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is truly the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little, says Philip. That seems like a reasonable enough comment, doesn't it? Exactly the kind of analysis a leader needs from an assistant. Given the current economic conditions, we don't have enough money to maintain health benefits for employees. Unless we spend more money on the military, we won't have enough security. With compassion fatigue setting in, we don't have enough compassion in us to help people who need it. Unless we manipulate our relationships, there won't be enough love for us. There's not enough time for us to get done what we need to get done and still spend time with family and friends. That's my scarcity issue, time. What's yours? I was back east for a conference of Dominican artists last week and had a chance afterwards to visit the office of one of my Dominican sisters at the United Nations. He works for one of the NGOs or non-governmental organizations that is officially recognized by the UN. After explaining to us the intricate structure of the UN, she talked with us about the Millennium Development Goals adopted by the member nations in the year 2000, most of which we committed ourselves to reach by the year 2015. The eradication of extreme poverty and hunger, universal primary education, gender equality, the reduction of child mortality, improved maternal health, gains against HIV/AIDS and malaria, environmental sustainability, and a global partnership for development. But how can there be enough resources, money, and time to meet these lofty goals? Amazingly, more than halfway to 2015, much progress has been made. Extreme poverty in developing regions has been greatly reduced. Enrollment in primary education has gone up quite a bit, especially in those regions that lag the furthest behind. Child mortality rate has been significantly reduced. The consumption of substances that deplete the ozone layer has been reduced 97%. But tremendous progress still needs to be made, and the economic downturn has especially threatened progress for those in most need. Will there be enough? At the Conference of Dominican Artists, one of my Dominican sisters said that because of the economic downturn, her congregation was discussing the possibility of cutting back drastically on their assistance to the poor. In California, we're certainly cutting back on our assistance to the poor, on education, on health care. Most of you are probably cutting back in some ways. There just isn't enough to help other people as much, let alone to help ourselves. Just do the math. Let's take a look at the math in today's gospel story. 5,000 hungry men, I guess the women and children weren't hungry, or maybe the men had given up their food to feed the women and children. 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little, says Philip. Then Andrew says to Jesus, probably under his breath, so that the others don't think he's a dreamer, if there's a boy who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish? Well, what good are these for so many, he adds, just in case Jesus might also think he's foolish. Then Jesus does the math. 5 plus 2 equals 7. Pretty slim pickings against 5,000. But wait a minute, 7 is actually a pretty good number in the Bible. Then taking plus giving thanks plus distributing, apparently all by himself, how long did that take, or how long should it have taken? All that equals everyone had greater than they could eat, and there were 12 full baskets left over. Pretty impressive, especially when you remember 12 is another one of those great biblical numbers for fullness. But are any of us nearly as good or bad at math as Jesus? Is it really possible to make sure our families have enough food? That we have enough love? Enough time for love? That our country has enough security? That all 6 billion and counting people in our human family have enough food, health care, and education? Paul does some creative gospel math today as well. In his letter to the Ephesians, he encouraged the believers to be one body, one spirit, one in hope, in the one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. Is it really possible that the way for the little to become much is for the many to become one? One in Christ, the mathematically challenged Messiah? Well, is it working with our old way of computing things? Do the math.